Kof Ches Nissen, Friday the 20th of April, Rabbi Yitzchok Firestone. The relevance of the story of Not of Anavihu on the eighth day.
As you've all heard, we're here to discuss the relevance of Nodav Avihu to the eighth day. This week's parasha, we find the Maisa of Nodav Avihu, the Rebbe boy, has many days, many views, what exactly the chait of Nodav Avihu was. I'm not going to get into that. About Kaponim, you all know, Nodav Avihu, the Pasuk says, Hashem, a fire came out from in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Batoich aloysom vayamusu lifnei Hashem. And the Aveira was, the Pasuk says, vayakivu lifnei Hashem eish zora shaloit siva oysom. They offered before HaKadosh Baruch Hu an estranged fire which they weren't commanded to do. Chazal say many different pshotim, how it fits into eish zora. We can spend a long time on that as well. I'll leave that on the side in a minute. Well, to discuss the Ikka, Nodav Avihu, whatever they're on, their Madriga, they did something wrong according to their Madriga. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, saying, "Bekroi v'ayakadosh, with those who are close to me, I will become sanctified. V'al p'nei kol ha'ome kovet, and through this, I will become honored by Klal Yisrael." And Rashi explains which honor comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the Misa of Tzadikim, says Rashi, when people realize the magnitude of a hate, they see that Tzadikim on their level, they're punished for the most minutest things that we wouldn't think about at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees Mis'ala or Mis'kalis, Imkein Be'elu, people make themselves a Kalvachayim, and they say, with these people this applies, Kol Shekein Be'reshoim. Rashi brings a pasuk, "Noyre Elokim Mikdashecha, Al Teima Metikim Mikdashecha, and Mikudashcha." The Rebbein Shem becomes old by those who are sanctified to him, by the Sadiqim, who are Kodesh, who are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Madrega of Yira of fear, if your Noyre Masecha comes out from these types of events. And the made of the Tachis of Nodav Avihu was, as Ishtet and Rashi, the Mashi Mazmaz of the pasuk, the Tachis was, "Noyre Elokim Mikdashecha," to cause a certain Yira in the world. So when people look at the Siddiqim and they see Bekroi v'ayakadosh, Meredim al Panei Kala'am, the whole nation are covered, the bunch become sanctified al Panei Kala'am. What is Shteitin Yashin? There's an interesting Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin, speaking of and discussing Nodav Avihu, the Gemara Sanhedrin says something which the Chayyah doesn't apply when we see at the first glance to people who are so great like Nodav Avihu. The Gemara says as follows, this is the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings a kvaho you Moshe va'Aaron mahalchin b'derech. When Moshe and Aaron were going on their ways, Nodav Avihu would be looking at Moshe and Aaron mahalchin achareim, would be going after them. Nodav Avihu was second in command to Moshe and Aaron, and when they were died, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, "I see they're even greater than us." V'chol Yisrael achareim, and that would be the same. When Moshe Aaron would go, Nodav Avihu behind them, and kol Yisrael achareim. And the Gemara says something very strange. Omalei Nodav la'Avihu. So Nodav said to Avihu, at a certain point when we were going on the journey, Nodav turned around to Avihu and said, "Eimosai yomusu shnei zekeinim alolu. When will these two zekeinim, these two elders, pass away? Vani va'ato nanega sadari. And me and you together will lead the nation." Omalei Nakodesh Baruch Hu, the Rebbeinu Shem said, about Nodav Avihu, to Nodav Avihu, some about Nodav Avihu Pashkas. Hanira, let's see, mi kaibet mi, who's going to bury you? Omer Papa said, Hainu Dalme Insha, the Gemara brings a saying, a legend, or a tale that people speak, a certain pretty saying. Nefisha Gamle Saba, there are many old camels, the Te'ina Moshcha de Hugna, that carry the leather of the young camels. Now, there's many times old, you can see old camels, big. Large camels carrying the skins of the hides of the younger camels who are predeceased and have died before them. This should think about Gemara. We talk about Nadav Avihu, Bekroi by Hakadosh, those are close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, being sanctified. And the Rebbeinu Shem is giving a Yid Yoruim, a Skalis, through these graces to Dikim. And we find, seemingly, from the Gemara, that Nadav Avihu were involved in sort of petty events, discussing Moshe and Aaron's death, and when can they lead Klal Yisrael. This is the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. So I saw the Olga Pshat in the Gemara, which I'd like to share first, and then we'll go on further, discussing the relevance of Nadav Avihu to this week's parasha. So Pshat Negamar Azay. The emes is the tachlis of the Yid in this world is to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. That's the tachlis of the Yid in this world, to bring up Kiddush Shem Shemayim. We all know Chilul Hashem is one of the greatest aveiros. Chilul Hashem, Achilul Misa, we have to wait till Yom Misa to be Mechapa. Chilul Hashem is a greatest aveiro. The Gemara in Yuma says Chilul Hashem has many different madrigas, many different levels. The Gemara gives an example in Yuma, and I think it's Rav. The Rav said, Hey Chadona Chilul Hashem. What's called the Chilul Hashem, a profanation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. If I would go to the butcher and buy something on credit, it would be considered the Chilul Hashem, because people would look at me and might think I'm not paying for my goods, and it would come out of Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem is various madrigas, you know, people sing Chilul Hashem, they talk to the kids in a school bus and shouting, it's a Chilul Hashem. It's not a madriga of Chilul Hashem. But a Chilul Hashem has different madrigas. A Chilul Hashem is anything that might, somebody might look at somebody and say, according to your madriga of Avodas Hashem, it doesn't pass, it doesn't fit, it doesn't befit someone like you to do something like that, and people maybe look at that and say, as Chas v'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kovet has been lessened, you're meant to be the soldier of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're standing up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's being lessened a bit, the madriga of kovet Hashem. And faket, you can learn faket as well, the chilul Hashem is the worst thing, kiddush Hashem is the tachlis. Every single Yid in the world is out to bring out the kiddush Hashem, from the kaddush Shem Shemayim, to bring out in this world the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the tachis of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the tachis in the world? But Kiddush Hashem can be done in a few ways. Kiddush Hashem can be done on the positive, and Kiddush Hashem can be done on the negative as well. In other words, a person like Moshe and Aaron can leave Klal Yisrael, and with Moshe and Aaron leaving Klal Yisrael and setting an example for Klal Yisrael, can I raise Kumun, can I grace the Kiddush Hashem for Moshe and Aaron? On the other hand, we see in this week's parasha, Kiddush Hashem can also be brought out in the negative. Nadav Avihu, they were punished for their avodah, but out of that punishment came a grace of Kiddush Hashem. While Kiddush Hashem came out, people looked at it and said, "Oi, tzaddikim on their level are being punished for their avodahs. You see how important it is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly." Yoru Maskalas, Kiddush Hashem come up from a positive example of somebody. On the other hand, the person can bring out Kiddush Hashem, also something he's done wrong, and he's punished from it. And then Alain, from that itself, and come out of the grace of Kiddush Hashem. This speaks about the Barichas. The Tachas Obers in the Kaddish and Shemaim. I heard once a Pshat, it says in the Pasuk, Ovachata Vachayim. It says, Hinna Sotet Nechas Amobes Vachayim, Ovachata Vachayim. I gave in front of you life and death, choose life. So I heard the Pshat, the Emes, personally in the Kaddish and Shemaim through life and through death. A person in the Kaddish and Shemaim by choosing a good way of life, doing mitzvahs, Torah, positive example. He's Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, he's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and bringing Bechayim, he's bringing Torah into the world. On the other hand, the Rosh can also be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. How's the Rosh Mekadosh Shem Shemayim? The Rosh Mekadosh Shem Shemayim by not learning from the Rosh. One can learn from somebody how not to behave. One sees the Rosh behaving like he does, and one sees the great punishment the Rosh gets at the end. It's a negative example. It's not to learn from him. But upon him, the mice at the end of the day, the tachlis of the Rosh was also at the end of the day to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. The Kiddush Hashem came out from the Rosh. Paru Rosh went around the whole world. It was just finished Pesach, and then the whole world after he was punished and told him, Hashem Atzadik Vaniva Ami Horoshoim. That was the Kiddush Shem Shemayim, but a negative example. Not to learn. Don't learn from me, in other words, what happened. Look at the punishment I got. I've given you two ways to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. The tachlis in the world is to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. I've given you two ways to be Mekadosh it. Through Chayim, through positive example, and Chas V'Shalom through Mobis, which will be a negative example. I'm advising you, be clever. Choose the Chayim, choose the positive way. Don't choose the Mobis, don't choose the negative way of being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Of the tachlis of the Yid is, and the tachlis of every Bria in the world is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, the Olam. Nadav Avihu knew this was the tachlis, and Nadav Avihu knew that the tachlis of the greatest tzaddikim, as Rashi says, Bekroi v'Hakadosh, was not only to bring out the Kiddush and Shemayim in a positive way, but also on their madriga, Bekroi v'Hakadosh, when the tzaddikim are punished for their minute aveiros, It also is the shtickle of Kiddush Shemayim in a negative way, not in a bad way, like the modest Chas Shalom of Sanhedrin who denied HaKadosh Baruch Hu his whole lifetime, like Paradis. But on their level, on the cleaner kite, and the person can learn from there, as Rashi says, Yoruyu Miskadosh, a Kal V'Chayim, a person makes to himself, like a Kal V'Chayim Ani. So another Bavi who said, again, but they didn't mean Masa Yomus Oysa Sadiqim. They understood that Moshe and Aaron would also have to get his Amisa. The great Sadiqim have to get his Amisa, which will be Bekroi by HaKadosh. What do we find in Moshe and Aaron? And Moshe and Aaron died, the one land in Teretz Yisrael. Rashi says Moshe and Aaron died before. Heimo Mei Meriva, a Kodesh Bom, with a Mei Meriva, they were sanctified in the same way as Nadav Avihu was sanctified. Rashi brings the same Pasuk, Bekroi by HaKadosh. But Moshe and Aaron were punished not to be allowed to go into Teretz Yisrael and died before their time, before the entry of Teretz Yisrael. They died because everyone should learn from them and say, this little Aveira that Moshe did is so chomel. And from there we're done again, the same Rashi there, Bekroi by HaKadosh. Nadav Avihu understood this. There's two aspects of Kiddush Hashem. Leading Gadoi, Nanigas Gadoi, and also to die Al Kiddush Hashem, to learn from the Tzadikim's levels of Aveiras, everyone should take a Kal V'Chaimah from themselves. Says Nadav Avihu, Kvar Yom Moshe V'Aaron Mahalchim Adarech, says the Gemara, but Nadav Avihu Mahalchim Achareen, V'Chol Yisor Lachareen, Omanay Nadav La'Avihu, When are we going to die and pass from the world? When are we going to see the great Kiddush Shemayim coming out of Moshe and Aaron's death? They understood. As we see in this week's Pasha, when Nadav actually died, Moshe and Aaron said they are greater than us. And as we know that the great Tzaddikim, there has to be such an element of Midas Adin to learn from them. So when are they going to be Mekadosh Hashem Shemayim through a Misa? And then we'll be Zeichet to be Mekadosh Shemayim also through the Anhoga Sadoi. We've seen Moshe and Aaron's Kiddush Shemayim on the positive side. And when is the negative side of the Kiddush Shemayim going to come about? And we'll be able to do our positive side of Kiddush Shemayim. In other words, it's going to be you first. But it's going to be them second, Taka. The Yomusu Taka and Moshe and Aaron also had the Kiddush Shemayim on there. It's not talking about the Yomusu, it's not that they're passing away from the world, and who's going to lead, who's going to be the next Prime Minister, and their own Negias. Does it manage though? They read up in a Kiddush Shemayim and they did B'chaim Chiyusam, and a Kiddush Shemayim B'misosam. That was the Tachas of these Sadiqim, how they looked at life and how they looked at death through the Kiddush Shemayim was going to come out of it. Those are the Gemara, I saw this chat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Al Kaponim, the Tachlis of Nodav Avihu Nisa, which we see, was the Mekadosh Hashem Shemayim B'misosam. Now what relevance does this have to the Yom Shemini L'Miluim? Obviously, this has to take place, Moshe and Aaron's death took place much later, there was a Kiddush Shemayim. Why did it have to be on the great Simcha, the Yom Shemini L'Miluim, this event had to take place? I mean, of Shleitzach, Kiddush Shemayim, of it, now the Simcha, tremendously, if I get this day was Yom Shemini L'Miluim, I'm sure you all have heard this week, the 10 Atoras, the 10 crowns, that this day of Yom Shemini took the first Chodesh Nisan, the first day of Yiridus Ha'esh Min HaShamayim, the first day of Ritzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he rested in the Mishkan. It's like a Valdi Gatog. Why does this thing have to take place on this very day of Yom Shemini Nemelun? So an item between two Mahalchim I saw, why does it have to take place in Yom Shemini Nemelun? Number one, at the beginning of the Parsha, we find that Aaron's Korban on Yom Shemini was different than Klal Yisrael's Korban. Aaron bought an eagle, a young calf, and Klal Yisrael bought a Seir Izim, a goat. And the Foshim explained, the Medrash actually explained, the Rambam brings a Medrash, why Aaron's Korban for a Chatos, they were both Korban Chatos, they were both called sin offerings, and Aaron's Korban was different than Klal Yisrael's Korban. So the Rambam brings a Medrash, a Toyos Koinim. The Ramban said, "V'chimah ro Yisrael lahodi yosem Aaron." Aaron bought an eagle to be machapa on the eagle Azov. Why did Klal Yisrael seem to fit to bring an extra korban? Seirism. They bought the eagle to be machapa on the master eagle. Why bring another korban machatas of seirism? Says the Medrash, "Ela omar lohem yesh b'yedchem betchila v'yesh b'yedchem b'soif." You have a beginning and an end. Yesh b'yedchem tchila. Klal Yisrael, you have a beginning. You have a beginning. When's the beginning? Shenema vayishchitu se'ir izim. There's a beginning. There's a beginning to this problem. What's the beginning to the problem? Vayishchitu se'ir izim. They came to Mechiras Yosef. They shechted the se'ir izim. They shechted the goat to cover up the Mechir of Yosef. They shechted the goat and dipped Yosef's coat in the goat and told Yaakov Avinu, Chaya roa achalosu. Shem soif. You have something there. You finished off with something as well. Shenema asulahem egel maseicha. Yovei soy beichapa masa soy Yovei Egel v'chapal maase Egel. Klal Yisrael seem to have a reason to bring a Seirism, because there's a beginning and an end to Klal Yisrael. The beginning was with the Mechiras Yosef and the Seirism, and the end was with the Egel. Well, it states in Yamban or Medrash. And Aaron HaKohen seemingly only had to bring for the Egel, not the Seir. They had to bring more. They had to bring because they had the beginning to the Aveda. Why was the Seirism and the Mechiras Yosef a beginning seemingly to the Egel Azov? What connection does the Mechiras Yosef have with Egel Azov? I mean, it's, and why was Aaron, and Aaron Nechai was just as involved, Aaron's ancestor was just as involved in Mechiras Yosef, Shimon Belevi, Levi was Aaron's ancestor, he was also involved in the Mechira of Yosef. So why Klal Yisrael had to deal with Mechiras Yosef, and also on the first day of the Mishkan had to get the Kapora of Mechiras Yosef, and Aaron Nechai didn't need this Kapora of Mechiras Yosef. So I saw Gevaldig Pshat in Be'e Yosef, he brings down Gevaldig Mahalach. He said, what was the Sheirish? You have to look at the source, the Sheirish of the Chet of the Egel, and the Sheirish of the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. Zog de Be'yosef HaGabal de Gazach. He says, before you go to Be'yosef, he has another question. He says, we're bringing Seirism here, Machapa of Mechiras Yosef. Now, Seirism wasn't the main Chet of Mechiras Yosef. Seirism was a little detail. After they sold Yosef, and after they wanted to kill Yosef, they took the Seirism and dipped it in the blood. It was a little detail in the whole story. But to cover up, they took a Seirism. We're bringing Seirism to Machapa on the Seirism of Yosef. Machapa on Yosef, I understand. What was wrong with the Seirism of Yosef? So the Be'yosef HaGavaldig Pshat. He says, they will have to look at the Sheirish of the Chet of Mechiras Yosef and the Sheirish of the Chet of the Egel. The Sheirish of the Chet of the Egel, many bring the same Sheirish down, it's from a Kuzri and from others. All of the Egel didn't start with Poshet serving Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael didn't reach the Madrega straight, so they were going to serve an Egel Azov, and this was the Egel that took us out of Mitzrayim. They all knew Moshe Rabbeinu took Mount of Mitzrayim, it was a Poshet Azach. What started the Egel off? What started the Egel off was Emes lofty intents. The Ramban brings down, the Kuzri brings down, the Ebenezer brings down. They wanted to feel more connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted to have something gashmius in the world, which they could feel something tangible. And the Ramban said they wanted something to lead them, not so much to serve. They had good intentions with the Egel. The Ramban brings the ganze Kabbalah de Kazach, the Egel and the Shoyl Amala. The Ramban brings various levels of spirituality they wanted to achieve with the Egel. But the Meister, they were led astray, it was wrong, and they were led astray, and ended up serving Avodah Zarah, Vayikumu, afterwards the Aveira, Zartzicha, and Hagila Aroyas, everything came out from the Egel afterwards. What went wrong? The main problem with the Egel was, they did it on their own back, they didn't listen to their leaders. Aaron was there, Chul was there, Chul told them off, and they murdered Chul. Aaron was under duress, Aaron saw, and Mihorib would make the Shashem Kohen the Navi, if they would kill Chul and then kill him, there'd be no tshuva at all. So under duress, Aaron played with, tried to delay them, did various tactics, but Aaron was against the Egel. They didn't bother asking Aaron. Aaron under duress had to join him. Chul, who Taka was protested, was done away with. In other words, they didn't listen to their leaders. They did it on their own back, and it was their own cheshbonus, without listening to the higher to the higher powers, to the above. Without Sivui Hashem, says the Kuzi, there was no command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was spontaneous, it was their own rotzen to do, and they didn't listen to leaders. You look at Mechiras Yosef is a very similar Shoyer Shachet. They sold Yosef. Now the Shvatim, we know the Shifter called Grosse Cheshbonus. They sold Yosef, they had Chir Cheshbonus. Yosef was speaking Lashon Hara. Yosef was in Mechiach there, and they understood that Yosef was trying to sideline them and take over the whole Yerusha of Yaakov and the others, and they understood it was incorrect. It wasn't correct what he was doing, and they decided he was a Roidah, and they had to be put away, he had to be put aside. They all made a very Cheshbonus. But the Shoyrish of the Chet was, the Safona said, the Gevaldig Zach Mechiras Yosef. The Safona says Mechiras Yosef, and when they did Tshuva on Mechiras Yosef later on, they didn't do Tshuva on the Etzim Chet because they felt they were right still. They only did Tshuva that Yosef pleaded in front of them and they lacked in Rachmonas. Safona's Medayak Apostle, Kapash of Bereshus. But they thought they were correct. So what was the Shoyrish? They were correct. They had various Cheshbonus which looked correct up here. Fimash Adayin, Ein of Reus, Adayin has to judge the case according to what he sees in front of him, and you couldn't have Tainas in the Shavotim. But there was one Shoyrish that was wrong. Yaakov Avinu was still alive. Yitzchok Avinu was still alive. Why didn't they go and ask Yaakov or go and ask Yitzchok? Not only did they not go and ask Yaakov or ask Yitzchok, they covered it up from Yaakov. But Yaakov had no knowledge at all of what happened. By Yishchutu Seirizim, they shechted the goat, by Yitpulu Esakasonis Bedom, and they covered it over from Yaakov. So these two cases, the Mechiras Yosef and the Egel, were both the same Shoyrish. The Shoyrish was, they covered, they didn't listen to their leaders. They did things on their own accord, even things which looked them seemingly right. But it was done on their own accord. If they would have listened or taken advice, from the Bible. So if they can see by Hashem, we've done it without, they win the full name for these two chatzorim. Says the Rebbeinu Shloim, Aaron HaKohen and the Eagle, he was faket, he was under duress, he was listening to the leaders, faket, he was the one protesting the Eagle. Aaron HaKohen needed the kapora for the Eagle, for the Maise Eagle. He'd been massacring himself, this problem of not listening to the above. Not us. He was involved in the Maise Eagle. Says Rashi, Aaron HaKohen brought an Eagle to be machap on the Maise Eagle. Klal Yisrael had a tchila and had a sof. Their involvement in the Eagle wasn't just actually the involvement of making a Maise Eagle. Their involvement was much deeper. Their involvement was the Shayrish Adavah. They're not listening to the Abam and doing things in their own accords. Thus they were in the problem. That was the problem of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had to go along and bring a Seir Izim Lechatos to be Machapa Maise Yosef. But the Eagle and the was Nisayra again, that the Shayrish of the Chet was still there, the non-Kabbalah, not accepting from the Abam and doing things in their own accords. They have to go and bring an extra call to be machap on this. As I stated in Be'er Yosef Nizikvam. So the Yosef, not the Baviu, had the same Shayr Shachet. Not the Baviu, as I stated in Torah's Koinim, Machmas Simchosam, the great Simcha they saw the Ish coming down in Hashemayim, and the Apostle said, not the Baviu, B'nei Aaron. Why did he say, not the Baviu, B'nei Aaron? To show they were B'nei Aaron, says the Medrash, and they didn't take advice from Aaron. Not the Baviu, again it says the Medrash, they did on their own accord, not the Baviu, B'nei Aaron, they ignored Aaron, says the Medrash, they not covered the Aaron, they not covered the Moshe, Moshe and Aaron were both standing there. They could have asked Moshe now before they did this Avodah, which they shouldn't have done. I said, should we do it, shouldn't we do it, is it correct? That was spontaneous, on their own accord, without being makabel, without Nogu covered the Moshe of Aaron, they went and did an Avodah attack, similar to, on their Madrigal, wasn't like the Egel Chas V'Shon, that was a similar thing. They did Avodah Hashem, on the Avodah which they perceived was correct, with their own calculation, with their own chesbonos, without taking advice. And we were in the middle, on the Yom Shemini Lemeluim says that we also were in the middle of being masakanis. We were in the middle of being masakan, this etzem chait, of doing things not on our own accord. We were bringing the seirism for the Mechiras Yosef. We were bringing the Egel for the Egel Azov. And in the middle of this, not the Babi went and did something on their own accord. It's now saying demos v'kreiv v'kodesh. In the middle of a tikkun, we have to be masakan straight away. Alatah on the platz we result. You have to be masakan mamish on this place. We have to be masakan. But mokim kilkulay shom tikkunay. In the place we masakan this element, you'll be makalkul this element. We made it specifically on this day mamish. This had to occur to another value to bring out the full tikkun to show there's no aspect at all of doing something by oneself, doing an avodah Hashem without sivui Hashem or without das of the zakenim of the day, without following. The leaders of the generation. As I stated in there, Yosef, I saw. The same pshat. I saw another pshat, a beautiful pshat. The Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid is like a valdi b'moshel. Why not the Baviu had to take place dafka on Yom Shemini in Amelun? So the Dubna Magid has a. And the Dubna Magid says, Kedaka with a moshel. A beautiful moshel, Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid says, as a. He says, a moshel ma'ad of a doima, he says. It's a different angle at all. He says, a moshel ma'ad of a doima. So a certain town, which they wanted to build, and they want this town to be a top class town. They did everything possible in the town. The Magid Kadaki, a Moshe, a certain lord came along and built this town, and he put into the town the best of the best, from the Shufra. Vosnos Kenzain, he wanted this town to be Mamish, the best. And he put the best houses, and the professional people, the quality people, the quality jobs. This town was going to be the town. One thing they were missing when they finished building this town, they're missing a doctor. A doctor for this town. That's again the best of doctor. But here again they searched the world and finally they found the best doctor, the most advanced in medicine. He could diagnose like no other doctor diagnosed, and he had a supply of medicine which no other doctor had the supply of. And as I said, Mamish, the best doctor in the world. And for the town which they built, they decided this doctor passed for this town. So here again the doctor came to town. There was a big kabbalah sponim for the doctor, and the ma'aser he settled in, and now they're all just waiting for someone to become sick to see what this doctor's going to do. Actually, they're waiting for the great occasion. But here again somebody came sick. Oh, Baruch Hashem, the ganze shtok, he's excited. Let's see what the doctor's going to do. And it wasn't a major illness, as the Dubna Magid. All he had was a shekel of flu or a cold. Anyway, the kids, he went to the doctor. And the doctor didn't seem to treat him extremely well. If anything, he gave him the wrong medicine. And the person became sicker and iller and iller and iller. And right at the end of the day, the man passed away. The great doctor, the world doctor, and this man passes away. I'm not going to go into medical ethics here because it doesn't fit. The moshav doesn't really fit with medical ethics. It didn't make sense. This doctor, the greatest doctor, such a small illness after a cold, and the man should pass away from such a cold. And we're talking about a world class doctor. It didn't work out. They get to the lord of the town, who built the town, and called the doctor over. Called him a doctor. Gossip shot. What's going on there? What's happening? Look, I'll tell you the truth, he said. He said, I came to town, I saw the grace of Kabbalah's ponim. And I saw the people, the things people talking about me. I say a lot of it was true, but I said, oh, it was exaggeration as well. You know, Mitch, and he can cure anything, and nothing's going to happen, and nobody can ever become ill again, and this and that. And okay, Mamish is this advanced medicine to the utmost. So people are going to start not looking after the health that they should do. The doctor can only do so much. The person should be careful. Those who are doing exercise till now should continue their exercise. And those who are eating properly should continue their foods. I just read that my daughter has a biology book, Abach Galeindarten, you know, the Heintiger biology books. We used to be long, you know, without. It was like a comic strip there. But they ended up giving it about statins. So somebody was saying that, what's good about statins? That's a Gosha cup. Good about statins is you can carry on fresting like you used to fresh. You can have a big portion of chips, and you can take your statins, and alles kann sein gut. That's they're out in the biology book for the GCSE in schools. I can put on just a cup there, and so, yeah, the doctor gave me, you know, good medicine, so we can carry on our life like usual. We can eat the fast food, and we can do what we want. And we have a good doctor here. There's a potion for everything. And das teugnisht. He said, I saw in the mentality of the people after I came. I was always gewonnen, that's what became the town. So I thought to myself, you know what, I've got to show them it's still possible to die with me in town. It's not foolproof, I say. The first person that came to me, Albach Gewissen, as you know, I was saying medical ethics, I'm not going into it now. Albach Gewissen, that's the Moshel, the Dubba Magid, that was the doctor in the town. So the Dubba Magid, that's the Moshel. And the Moshel Amar Dubba Daimi says, they came a Mishkan, the Yibayim Ashmini. Yirida Sa'esh Ben HaShamayim. This was Kavod HaShchina in Klal Yisrael. This was a Moedic occasion. The occasion was this Tachas of the Mishkan. Kaparas Avonis, a person come to the Mishkan and become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avonis gave a person a way out, a way of Tshuva, a way of Karbomis, which is Makarev, Klal Yisrael, a Liv Mishkan HaShamayim. That's the Tachas of the Mishkan. The best doctor in the world appeared. The Mishkan. HaShchina HaShchina in Klal Yisrael. The Avonis are in Moedic Gehat. Such a thing happens, a Mishkan happens, people might think, so, you know what, say that we can carry on, we can be so careful on the mitzvahs, and be careful on the loisah, so we have a Mishkan, so, we do an aveil, we'll bring a kol mechatas, we'll do this, we'll bring this. The best doctor in the world, the best Mishkan in the world, a person, okay, if it happens, a person has to go along and do tshuva, but don't fall. So tack on this day, by Hibayim Ashmini, when the best doctor turned up in town, when the Mishkan turned up, a man's Kali Sol, the Rebbeinu Shem had to show a message, the Kroyver Kodesh, Noyer Lekim Mikdashecha, Artikel Mikdashecha, and Mikudashecha. The Rebbeinu Shem sees the Misa Mother of Aviyu, and you see Gois Sadiqim, they can still fall in the Mishkan itself, in Avodas Hashem. As we spoke about level before, with the Takas Shem Atakas, they went through with Tzivri Hashem, they had the rocks and everything, and they can fall. Divide. Can an inch chas v'sholom, we can learn from this terrible event that we can also chas v'sholom fall in avodas Hashem. It doesn't the Dubba Magid. That's the tacit connection of the Nodav Aviyu to the Yom Shemini Lemeluim. In other words, Yom Shemini Lemeluim was a day, as we said before, a tikkun on not listening to Zakenim. And Nodav Aviyu on Makalkal and this, as we said in Bar Yosef, as we said in Dubba Magid. Another aspect of the connection of Nodav Aviyu to the Hakom Samishkan was on Mishmeinen. I feel we've got the Mishkan and everything, but a person has to be careful. He has to keep on his tracks. He has to keep on his Avodas Hashem, Tamid, Bitzmedius, without falling Chas Hashem. I don't rely on the Mishkan to do everything for you. Okay, the Mishkan can help in the past, but to keep on Avodas Hashem is Bach the Ikka. So David should help him, Taka. We should be Zeicha that the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi should be built amongst us. We should be Zeicha Taka the Kapor and Avodas. And Taka the Avodas Hashem should be kept steady till then. And I wish we should be my attack of the best doctor amongst Klal Yisrael, Refuas HaNefesh, Refuas HaGuf, the Chol Tov Tzemach.
Up to last time, on the subject of Medida, which was measuring on Shabbos.